We're participating in this process for the design review board, where we assist property owners and their projects making improvements to properties in the historic district and the overlay districts. And in the, while I talk, our board will be reviewing the minutes for last month for the work session and the actual meeting in June. Hard to believe it's already July. And in just a minute, I think we can have a motion on minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the June 6th work session and meeting.
Second.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a motion second. I had a comment that I think the font is a great improvement and easier to read. Hadn't it been changed? Yeah, thank you. All right, all in favor of the minutes as written, June 6th work session, regular meeting, raise your right hand. Okay. Okay, and then we'll have our acting secretary, Ryan Bland, read the first application.
All right. First application tonight is 3A. Both applications we have two tonight are in the historic overlay district. So the first application is item CERH 17-036. Applicant is proposing to make an addition to an existing roof line at the Clark Barn located at 438 Mead Avenue. Primary structure is a brick barn built in the early 20th century, the addition is a small addition to cover carriages to the rear of what we call the east wing of the structure. The applicant is here to represent the item.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you could come forward, the applicant for this project, and give, and I think you go to the middle one, Grant, now.
Yeah,
that's right. And you can give us your name and your address, please.
Grant Larley, and my office address is 1096 Toolbeck Road, Aiken.
Okay, good.
We renovated this barn a couple years ago, did an extensive renovation back then. We poured concrete after we put in these two sliding doors and the carriages. Some of them are stored inside, but we've had to store some of them outside. And so they'd like to just build a covered shed roof over this area. One thing I did see on here that I would rather probably not lock us into using a stand and seam copper roof because we may not use copper.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be a metal roof.
I'd rather it be metal roof where we're not tied to using copper as a material.
Yeah.
I don't think it's needed. The pitch, it's not going to be visible anyway.
Would you have an idea of what color?
Probably just a gray, gray or tin metal.
Like a galvalume?
Yeah, galvalume.
Appearance, okay. Okay, we could
it's
add that.
Have three posts, simple, probably 6x6 or 8x8 holding it up.
And they're just painted?
They'll be painted, yeah.
Eventually?
Yeah, they'll be probably like a KDAT column, which is a treated column.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's visible from Marion Street from the side view only. It would be the only side you would actually see. So you'll see some of the hardy siding on the side of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? We reviewed it a little bit during the work session. I think we're...
Again, this shed would be removable. If
at some point in time, if the next owner didn't want it, we're not tying it back and tearing all the shingles and that off. We'll probably attach it and then, you know, do the transition between the shingles and the metal. And if somebody wants to take it off, they can take it off.
No, it's a. Are they fiberglass shingles?
Asphalt shingles.
Yeah. So that wouldn't be hard to repair if you had to do that. Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you. I'll see if anyone else wants to speak. And I don't think we have anyone else who has but we have the opportunity if someone would like to speak in favor or against. Otherwise, I'd be glad to hear a motion and we can discuss. Maybe.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application CERH 17036, I move that we accept it with the existing roofline building of the Clark Barn located on Meade Avenue, with it being a removable shed and having a metal roof.
Right, and not necessarily copper.
Right, not copper.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Thank you.
All right. The next item on this evening's agenda is CERH 17-037. The applicant is proposing to make additions primarily tonight for review as a garage addition to property at 305 Lancaster Street Southwest, also known locally as Pine Knoll. The proposed addition would be what I'd call the rear side of the house. It would be visible from Hayne primarily. It'd be a three-car garage that would run parallel to the drive, and then there would be some garage door addition or changes to the existing garage doors in the courtyard that would be partially visible from from right of way.
Okay, and if whoever wants to represent the applicant, if y'all would come forward. Jeff, I think maybe you are.
Yep.
And state your name. And
Jeff Burton, 164 Market Street, Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. And Jeff has been here before at a previous work session and was here again tonight, but he, I'm sure, would be glad to answer any questions you guys might have. As we discussed in the work session, the list of changes probably exceeds what we're really considering tonight, because a lot of those changes wouldn't be visible from the street. And they would only come into play if we had a future application related to the tax credit.
Correct, yeah.
For historic preservation. But right now we're just considering that garage addition and, I guess, the change of garage doors.
Correct.
Do y'all have questions? Anyone of Jeff? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll proceed and see if anyone else would like to speak. And not seeing anyone, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion, if you don't mind.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application CERH 17-037 as submitted.
Second. Oh, wait. No, it's not as submitted.
Just what's the narrowing the scope a little bit, because there's so much, some of this is net phase two, I guess you'd say.
So it's the part that pertains to the garage extension. Yeah.
The new three-car garage extension with architectural shingles, painted metal gutters and downspouts, so on and so forth.
That's correct.
Visible from Island Park.
That's correct.
Island Park, sorry. Yeah, I believe I actually referenced it as Hayne earlier, but Island Park. Right. My apologies.
Okay, good. That's the motion. And now, did we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
So this doesn't include the pool or any of those parts.
Mm-hmm. Not now, and won't ever, unless they decide they want to apply for the tax credit, in which case then we go, you know, further into the property.
Okay.
So they've been advised that maybe it'd be best not to make any other changes till they decide about the tax credit.
Okay.
And then it would be another application. But he's listed a lot of the stuff in here just for general information. So this vote is just literally that garage addition and
okay.
some new garage doors that you probably see from the street. And that's correct.
Right.
Okay, we got a motion second. Any further discussion?
Jeff, are the garage doors and the existing garage going to match the new garage doors?
Correct,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, clarified that. All right, all in favor of the motion as we amended it to apply to the garage addition, raise your right hand. Okay, it is approved. And just stay in touch as far as those future renovations. Okay, is that it, everyone?
Thank you for the tour of the house. It makes our decisions much easier.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, our meeting's adjourned.
Nine minutes.